In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, we God, Amen. So, today, I'm blessed to meet the servants of St. Mary Church. It's an honor for me to be among you today, right? Because you are the servants of St. Mary Church. Can you imagine? Servant. If you are working in a Schlumberger or one of the big companies, or with working with Bill Gates or something like that, you will be very proud of yourself. And your card will be there, giving it to everybody. I'm working with Bill Gates, you know, we are very close to each other. You know, I meet him every day, I sit with him. Sometimes I drink a cup of tea or a cup of coffee with him, you know. You'll be very proud of yourself that you know a very nice guy and very famous guy like Bill Gates. And it will be more important, and you'll be proud of yourself more and more, that you say that, you know, I will tell you something very, very strange. I am a friend of Justin Bieber. Look. Look at that, Justin Bieber. Oh, you can see by yourself that the people, if they know some of the, if they see or meet or come closer to one of those who are very, very famous, as I said, Justin Bieber or Lady Gaga or Chameleonaire or something like that, he will say, "Oh my goodness, I'm very lucky. I've seen him." But actually, you are more than that. All those people, nothing comparing with the one whom you are serving. You are serving and working with our Lord Jesus Christ, the Creator, God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. You are working with the King of Kings. You are serving with the one who is on the whole creation. He is the Creator. And we are blessed and honored to be his servants. But do we believe, really, that we are serving the King of Kings? Do you feel that you are honored to serve him? You feel that in your heart? When you come every week to serve in the church, you are going to serve his people. Those whom he loved the most in the world. His kids. So you come from your house and you know that you have a time with the King of Kings. You have a time to sit with our Lord himself, by himself. Not any famous guy. He's God. So how much you are honored. How much a blessing you get. Yes, it's an honor and the blessings, but in the meantime, it's a very big responsibility. Because God will ask you about each one you are serving. How could you be able to go to heaven or to enter the kingdom of heaven without them? They have to kiss the entrance of the kingdom of heaven first before you, then you follow them to the heavens. So it's your responsibility. I believe that when they come to ordain the Pope, the Patriarch, they say to him, from your hand, God will ask you for each soul in your flock. So the patriarch said, I can't. 15, 20 million? No. So he asks some bishops and tell them, from your hands, I will ask for each soul in your flock. So the bishop said, I can't. So he asked some priests and said to them, from your hand, I will ask for each soul in your flock. So Abuna said, it's too much for me to care about all this congregation. So he prepared and recruit servants to tell them, from your hand, I will ask for each soul in your flock. It's a very big responsibility. And who is the one who is going to ask you? Not Abuna, not Sayyidina, God himself. And the last day, he will ask you until he asks you, where is your flock? Where are the people whom I made you responsible for? Where are the kids whom you were serving? Where are they now? They belongs to me? Or you lost them? You lost your sheep. So it's very important for us to understand, yes, it's an honor to serve God, but it's, in the meantime, it's a very big, big responsibility. Abuna, we are doing our best. We are trying hard. Yes, I understand. But you have to understand also that you can't serve alone. You cannot serve alone. You need God. You need God to be with you. You need the Holy Spirit to be in you to be effective, or your service be effective. You know, when I was a young priest, just 4, 5, 6 years old in the priesthood, I'm very bad, actually. I'm not like you. It's very rare to prepare for my sermons. So I'm very bad. So I was, Sayyidina told me to go and give a Bible study in the church. I went, we were in the Ashaya. I gave the sermon. I opened the Bible. I'm not good like you. I'm sure that you prepare very well before you come to give a lecture or your class in Sunday school. But I wasn't. I opened the Bible and I start talking. While I'm talking and speaking about what is in front of me, actually, I touched by the words. So I kept crying and crying and crying while I am the one who is giving the sermon. And it was very bad. It was very clear that Abuna didn't prepare himself, because if he prepared himself, he wouldn't do that. But actually, the people were touched by the words also. But I felt that I am very failure. Then I went to my room, I was crying and crying. I said, I am a failure. I'm a failure. I'm not a priest anymore. I will not give any sermon anymore. So I was serving with a metropolitan called Abba Maximus. His name, Abba Maximus. Abba Maximus was a saintly man, and he was very close to Pope Kyrillus the VI. So he was staying in another room after, yani, next to my room. I heard his door open, and he came and knocked my door. Abuna Bishoy, open. I open. Yes, Sayyidina. He said, you are upset. I said, did they tell you, Sayyidina? He said, no, Al-Asfura Alatli. And when he said Al-Asfura Alatli means not a human, he knows from above. So when he said so, I said to him, and then Asfura told you that I am failure? Asfura told you that I am a very bad priest? Asfura told you that I never prepare myself to give a sermon? Asfura, a little like that, I will never ever give a sermon anymore? Asked for a little cholera. So he said to me, no. Actually, last for a little, that this is the first sermon for you, because it was from your heart. And whatever you say from your heart as a servant of God, it will touch the heart of the people, their hearts. And whatever you say it from your mind, it will go to their mind, but it will go away very fast. It will not, they will not keep it, because they didn't touch it by it. So as a servant of God, when you go and give in your Sunday school class and give a lesson, and you are not touched by it, don't count it. It is not a lesson. You didn't serve. You have to be touched first from deep your heart while you are praying a day, a night before for your kids, while you are making matanias for them, while you are preparing the lesson and your tears were there praying for them. By this way, you will keep the sheep belongs to Christ. And this is very important. As a servant of God, you understand, you have to understand that. And how can I do that? There is many things. First of all, you have to be very simple. You have to be very simple, not complicated. And you have not to judge anybody. And you have to love the sinners more than the righteous. We are servants of God, but we hate the sinners. We don't like them. We judge them. We said, no. He's bad. She is bad. He's evil. She's evil. Let her out. I remember that I went to one of the churches, and I was in Lower Egypt, just the second, third liturgy there. And while I was there, the servants, girls, came to me and said, Abuna, there is an evil girl came to the church now, and you have to kick her out of the church now. We were in the raising of incense, in the morning raising. So I said to her, to them, how come I cannot kick anybody out of the church? They said, it's an order, and everybody's doing that. All the priests, it's an order from Sayyidina. I said, why? He said, because she's an evil. What do you mean by evil? Is she Copt? Yes. So? He said, she comes to the church to hunt. She will get one of the young men, and they will take him to commit adultery with him. And God will ask you for his blood, for his soul, if you don't prevent her to do that. So you have to let her out of the church very early, as much as you can. So I decided to leave the church, because I couldn't. I said, oh my goodness, it will be the first and last time in my life to send somebody out of the church. So I left the Sharia, and I said, I will not pray. I will leave the mess. Then I said, I can't do that, Sayyidina Hazal, and this is the second liturgy for me. And so I took the Sharia, and I was praying while I'm going in the church. I'm praying hard, please God, please give me wisdom. I don't know what to do. So when I reached her, I said to her, would you like to have a communion with us? She said, who's the idiot guy will give me the communion here? I'm not sure what is idiot. Maybe Ahbal. He said, who's Lahbal اللي هيديني المناولة? قلت لها, أنت شايف أهبل غيري في الكنيسة دي? I am the only one. So she said, are you new here in this church? I said, yes. She said, you don't understand anything. They don't give me a communion. They kick me out of the church. I said, yes, I hear so, but I couldn't do it. So I said, you can take the communion. It's your chance, you know. She said, you know, if you don't kick me out of the church, they will kick you out of the church. I said, don't worry about me. I'm a monk. They will send me back to my monastery and my cell. هدعي لك يعني, I'll pray for you. She said, why you disgrace yourself for my sake? I said, actually, I'm not the one who disgraced himself for your sake. This is the one who disgraced himself for your sake. This is the one who crucified for you. This is the one who's beaten for you. This is the one they spit on him for you. He is the one, not me. She said, Abuna, I can't understand the big words like that, so I will leave quietly. I said to her, no, my daughter, it's your chance. Take the communion. She said, your daughter? Do you accept that I be your daughter? I said, my daughter, you are more than that. You are more than that. You are my mistress. I have to bow down and wash your feet. I'm here to serve you. She said, Abuna, please don't say that. I can't bear such words. I never heard it, so please don't say it. I said, I'm offering you something nobody will offer to you. So please, take the communion. She said, if I take the communion, I'll just do it just to tease those who are inside. Those who are inside, the servants like you. I said, okay, khodi baraka. Tease them as you wish. Yeah. So she went in. And all the girls took a side because she is an evil. How come that they touch her or to come close? In the middle of the liturgy, she called me and said, "Are you the worst priest I ever met in my life? Are you waiting for the church to be full and you will cast me out or kick me out of the church in front of everybody in town?" I said, actually, you're right that I'm a worst priest you ever met. But to kick you out, I said to you, I couldn't. I can't. So forget about that. I will not do it. This is your place. So this is from devil. These thoughts are from devil. I'm not going to do that. Just you pray. She said, are you serious going to give me the communion? I said, yes. She said, while I'm like that? I said, what like that? She said, I am almost naked. Can't you see? I said, yes, I can see. But God not. The eyes of our Lord Jesus Christ, it looks like laser. It goes directly to the heart. Never sees the dress. Never see the what you wear, never sees what you're in your pocket, anything. Goes to the heart directly. And when he comes to your heart, you will know very well how to dress, what to wear, and how to behave. He will teach you, not me. She said, but I can't take the communion like that. The evil one is ashamed of herself that to take the communion while she is not dressed well. While the people in the church, since ages, sometimes they come to take the communion and they don't care. So I said to her, okay, cover your head with a scarf. She said, what about my chest and my back? Another two scarves. So what about my arms and my leg? I said, surrounded with scarves, scarves, scarves everywhere. She said, Amana, gonna be in a coffin or what? I said, almost, so what can we do? Would you like to take my galabeya? She said, I don't wear black. I said, I'm sorry, I don't have any other colors, you know. I wish to give you another color. So I said to her, your home is close to here? She said, yeah. I said, go and wear something else. I'm waiting for you. While she's leaving, I said to her, please, please, you have to come back. Otherwise, they will mock at me and they will make fun out of me because if you don't come. She said, no, I will come, Abuna. And she came back. And when she came to take the communion, after all, everybody, she was waiting to be the last. She went back with her head and said, Abuna, I can't take the communion. Why? She said, I am an evil. I am very bad. I am the worst one in this town. I'm really bad. You don't know me. They have the right to hate me because I'm bad. So I can't take communion like them. I said, believe me, my daughter, this body is for the bad people, for the sinners, not for the righteous. Believe me, all of us like you. But we hide our sins, and you know by your sins. That's the difference. But we are bad like you, and we are in need of Jesus Christ like you. So all what you need is just take him, let him in. She said, can I sit with you after the liturgy? I said, of course. And I sat with her in front of the altar. I've been for around 33 years as a priest. Believe me, I never seen such repentance. She was the best I ever met in my life. She was in tears, and she told me everything. And she touched my heart because of her repentance. And at the end, after I told her that she became very clean, more than anybody else in the church, I tried to know why she went to such, because she was 19 or 20 years old, such bad life. She said, my dad converted to Islam. My mom got married to another man. So they sent me to one of our relatives. And the man she was living with raped her many times. And when she went to the church to tell them that he's doing that, they gave her a very hard time and said, you are bad. He is a saintly man, comes to the church, a very big orphan, and you say about him like that, you are bad. So all what she was thinking about, to revenge from the community, to revenge from the church, because of that she had to come and take some of the saints in the church to commit adultery with them, to show them, no, I'm not bad, all of you bad. So I remember that I told her, Christ forgave you. You are forgiven. You are clean more than anybody else. Christ accepted you. But I don't think the people will do that. So all what I'm asking you to do, just attend my liturgy every time and pray. Thank the one who accepted you. Thank him. And don't think about the people. And believe me, after 7 or 8 months later, the people in the church ashamed of themselves because they found her standing behind the last pillar in the church, every liturgy, crying and crying, thanking the Lord that he accepted her. And after almost a year, they were very ashamed of themselves that they accused her falsely. And they didn't. They said about her many things bad during this month. And at the end, everyone comes and said, Abuna, I'm sorry. I said about her many things. I said it's a false repentance. And I said a lot of things against her. Forgive me. And this is what we are doing, my friends. We are not easy accept the sinners. And I think we have to. We have to change our way of thinking. We have to change our way of serving. So it's very important to be a real servant. Ask yourself, what if Jesus is here? What he will do with this girl? What he will do with this guy? How he accept them or not? So think about like Jesus thinking, not like you or by your own. No, put Jesus as a model and follow him. And I'm sure that he will change the whole world, not only those who are in church or around the church. I'm sorry I took your time, but this is the message from God to you today. Accept others, serve well, you are serving the King of Kings. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. I would like also to tell you about CYC. And this is also your responsibility, because CYC, Christian Youth Channel, is a channel for you and for your kids. And as Abuna said, I really wish to you to carry on with this channel. If it shut down, you will be very upset. And if we can't continue our service, you will blame yourself, and your kids one day will blame you because you didn't continue that such a channel. This is the only voice for us in English. The only voice. We don't have any ID here in the Western countries. From Australia to Hawaii, we don't have any IDs. All the channels are Arabic. And in the Arabic channels, we are speaking to each other. عربي في عربي بقى يعني. يعني قاعدين على المصطبة بنعيط مع بعض. Yeah, we don't talk to the other people, those who are from, the foreign people, the Americans. I wish CYC will be one day in the cable, American cable, preaching them and telling them about Christ. So CYC started 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago. First, to serve your kids, your people, mixed marriage, and to serve anyone who doesn't know English, Arabic. So it's serving them in English, pure English. And the programs comes from America, from churches like you, and from all over the world, the Western world. So I mean, it's very important for us and for your kids, for your grandchildren. Second thing, it's for mission, as a mission work. Because our channel goes to Afghanistan, Pakistan, Kazakhstan, كل دول المورستان. يعني we serve all these countries, China, Norway. We got emails from everywhere. And this is our chance. I know some of you pay a lot of money just to go to one of the countries, either Africa or Bolivia or Pakistan, any other countries around you, just to serve people and tell them about God as a mission work. And CYC is doing that for you. So it's your chance now to support the channel. And also it's our ID, only ID. You know that the priests in Canada, when they tried to give something about what happened in Egypt to the prime minister and the ministers, they found nothing except in CYC. We gave them documentary films. And by this documentary film, through this, the Canada gave a very strong statement against Egypt. Because it's English, they can understand it. They will not understand any Arabic, for sure. Will not ask any prime minister to speak Arabic first, then to understand us and our situation. We can't. But we can give them all what we have in English. So what I need from you. First, watch the channel. This is very important. Let your kids watch the channel. Don't let Tita Ugiddu stick in front of the TV all the time, Arabic channels. Give them money and let them away from the TV to watch. Because I want your kids grow up while there is something they can touch to, or a channel like that gets used to listen to it or to watch it. When they grow up in 13, 14, 15, they will be in need it very much. So watch the channel, send us feedback how you watch the channel online, cycnow.com. Don't forget now. I'm telling you, don't forget now. CYC now. CYCnow.com. You can watch it online. You can watch it on your iPhone, iPad, Android, YouTube, GodTube, Twitter, Facebook, anything. We are in everywhere. Just try to watch the channel first. And I want you to give us feedback. Just click on like. Is it difficult to click on like? Click on the dislike. It's okay. Whatever. But to hear from you, it's very important. And also, I want you to let your kids, tell your kids in the Sunday school about CYC. Every time, tell them. And I'm going to ask Abuna Yunan also to tell the congregation. He will. He's very good, Abuna. He's the best Abuna in the world. So I want you to tell them, Ashen, that they can go and watch. They will ask their parents to watch the channel. Let them have some programs. You're not mukastahin, ya jamaa. You are very good. You have a very nice church look. Very nice church. Very nice Abuna. And the other Abuna is coming. So you have everything. Why a church like Queens, and most of them are Saida, Mahtaram Shadid Lihum, and they give us around 40 programs, each one around 50 episodes. When a church? 40 years now, all from Queens. One man called Hani Ashamalla, he's a doctor, oncology, very famous. All the day working in the hospital, and in the night working for CYC. One man. He gathered the youth and worked with them, and he helped as much as he can. One man. He can. 12 persons changed the world. 12 disciples changed the whole world. So one man can do a lot, and you are many. I am sure you have the ability, you have the place, you have everything. You never filmed the competition in your church, the basketball, anything. It will be good to show the people in the whole world that our church is. We have something all the churches doesn't have, which is our youth and our kids. If you go to any church, you will find them, all of them, senior citizen. But in our church, thank God, حتى أبونا نفسه صغير. Yeah, شوف. So it's كل حاجة حلوة في الكنيسة بتاعتنا. So we have to show that. We have to show how beautiful our church. So I beg you, to do anything, any programs for the church. And if you have somebody got the guts or he's in his heart wants to do something for the channel, call me. Send me an email, cyc@cycnow.com. Say, Abuna, I'm a crazy guy. I don't know what to do, but I wish to do something. I will help you to do anything. Okay? Third thing, that you have to support the channel financially. Financially, we need even $1 from each of you. It's very important. How can we run the channel? Sayyidina Abba Yusuf Rabbeinu Khalil, he's pushing me. He sometimes said, take loans from the people, take loans from the people. Put advertisement in that channel. We can do anything, actually, but because I'm the only guy who is marketing the channel, I'm very failure in that. But you can support the channel, even $5, $10 a month, it will help a lot. Because we have to pay, it's not fun. We have to pay the satellite $20,000 a month. That's not fun. And all of them are Jewish people. And if I don't pay, they crucify me immediately. So it's not fun. So I hope that you go online and click donate and say monthly $5, $6, $3. If you can't, you said I don't have any opportunity to contact the donation on the donate button and on internet online. Myrna has form here. If you ask her for the form, fill the form and say I will give you $1 a month. It's okay. Just sign and say take from my credit card this dollar. Also, if you say, Abuna, we got a headache from you and we don't want to see your face again until next year, so we'll write for you a check just for next year. Don't show me your face. Okay, I will do that. Promise. Until next year. Anything you can do it, and teach your kids also to help, because they will carry on with the channel later. So I hope you take it serious. And if each one from his pocket said, I will do it. Can you imagine all what I'm looking for? I started from Florida. Then I start from Florida. Then I went to Virginia driving. Virginia, D.C., Philadelphia, what else? New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Cincinnati, Chicago, Michigan, Detroit. And I kept going, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Montana, North Dakota, Montana, Idaho, Washington City, State. Then I went to Oregon, L.A., San Francisco, L.A., Las Vegas, not to gamble. There is a church there, by the way. Then I went to Arizona. From Arizona, I went to New Mexico, San Antonio, and here, Houston. And I'm continuing. I will go to the rest of the church. What I'm looking for? 200 guys that God put into their hearts to commit just only $100 a month. 200 only all over the state. Or 400 to commit that to pay to donate $50 a month, 400 only, among the millions we have. And I didn't find. So I said, okay, I need 800 people with $25. I didn't find. So I said, 2,000 people with $10. I didn't find. What can I do? So I wish you to put anything, any efforts to support the channel as much as you can. It's your channel. I will leave it for sure, and you will carry on with it. So take care of it, please. It's for your kids. Invest in the future of your youth. May the Lord bless you all, and thank you for your time. God bless you.